just felt so right. Get the words out there. Bam.
Everyone's talking about it.
Well, that's the point, right? No point in having a radio show if you can't get people to listen.
It's not every day that someone calls out their transgender co-host on air.
Can you believe Adam bailed? I thought he can take it.
Sure, but don't you think you took it, like, a little too far?
How would you feel if some dude was staring at you while you whiz?
Okay, gross.
Exactly. Look, I said how I feel. Freedom of speech.
Dave. You attacked me on air instead of just talking to me?
I expressed an opinion. If you can't take it...
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, if it's too intense for you, I'll do the show solo.
Maybe we shouldn't host the show together. The LGBT club has a petition to get you kicked off.
Remove Dave Turner from Degrassi's airwaves? Did you do this?
Nope. Wasn't my idea. But pretty soon I'll be hosting the show solo.
Zane, right?
Oh, what can I do for you?
You guys are protesting me?
Yeah, you use the word tranny on the radio. That's hateful language.
No, I just asked what people thought about transgender guys being in the bathroom.
You made it clear you're against it from a power position.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Really? You really think that?
You okay?
No, Katie won't give me a chance to apologize. I've called her, emailed her.
What about a friendly text?
I'm sorry, smiley face? Yeah, that'll prove I'm newspaper material.
Well, maybe you can join a different club. There's gotta be something else where you won't run into Eli.
I really wanted to be on newspaper, Allie, and I know I'd be good if I could just
curb your enthusiasm.
I need to get Katie to talk to me.
You're a smart cookie, you will.
Hey, Seth. Have you heard about this whole petition thing?
Oh, I've definitely heard.
It's ridiculous, right? Look, all I said, it was strange to have girls in the guy's bathroom, and people are talking about me like I'm some sort of criminal.
Which is why I can't let you back on the air.
What? I thought you said I was great. Remember? Funny, controversial?
Yeah, but there's a fine line between controversial and offensive. A lot of people are pissed, man. Especially your co-host.
You can't silence me because I have an opinion. All right. I'm going to Simpson.
Yeah, go to Simpson. But I was the one who calmed him down. Simpson wanted you suspended.
So you're canceling the show?
No. We're not canceling the show. You're just not hosting anymore.
And Adam is? So that's how it is. All right. Gloves off.
Dave.
So, my mom went completely mama bear on me for skipping. Apply myself at school or it's back to New York I go.
Where'd you take off to anyway?
I just hung out with Charlie.
Aha!
We're just friends, Holly J. For now. At least we were. She still hasn't called me back since my mom lost it in front of her. What if she doesn't?
Then she's not a friend worth having. Besides, you're worrying too much about her. You should be keeping your promise to your mom.
I will, once I know that everything's okay with Charlie.
If she's not calling you back,
then I should go talk to her in person.
It's not where I was going with that at all.
Hey, thanks for coming. You guys are freedom fighters. Here, put these on.
These are dresses. Why are we... Well, Connor, wait a second.
No, put it on. Look, we're gonna dress up like girls, head into the girls' washroom, and you know, go.
What? Why?
To prove a point. Look, just because you're dressed up as the opposite sex doesn't give you the right to use their washroom. All right? Hurry up.
I need a different size.
No, take it off. Okay, how is this a good idea?
Look, I spoke the truth on the radio and got silenced. All right, it's unfair, Wes. You get that, right? We're taking a stand, come on.
I can't, Dave. I'm sorry.
Well, not you too. You bunch of chickens.
Hi, Katie. Did you get the email I sent? You're shunning me?
No, I'm busy. I have to post a new edition online in an hour.
Well, maybe if you had more help.
Why do you want to be on the newspaper so badly?
Last semester was a complete train wreck for me. My ex-boyfriend, Eli, and I had a terrible breakup.
Are you seriously crying right now?
All I want is to move on. Okay, you can't keep me off this paper because I made one mistake. I am a good writer. If you let me on, I will do whatever you say.
You'll do whatever I say?
Yes, I promise.
Okay. Then wipe away those drama queen tears and leave me alone so I can post this paper.
Does that mean you'll give me a second chance?
No. It means I need you out of my face. You had your chance, Claire. Bye.
You've got such a good ear. Why won't you listen? I'll bet dollars to do not.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Fiona, what are you doing here? Saw the fight. Are you okay?
Yeah, just some personal stuff.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't.
We could get lunch. My treat.
I can't. I have some things I have to take care of.
You look like you need a friend. There's got to be something I can do.
Just go back to high school, okay, Fiona?
People sure are riled up at this whole Dave thing. How's your day going so far? Any backlash?
Mostly against Dave. It's weird. It's like I'm in the middle of a debate and I haven't said a thing.
You'll get your chance to talk once you're on the air solo.
Ow! All right, girls. So remember, if I'm just like you, it's allowed.
What are you trying to prove?
You're smart. Figure it out.
You think dressing up is what this is about?
That and getting to check out dudes' packages.
You don't know anything about me. I don't care about your stupid junk.
No, you care about being a crybaby until you get the only actual guy on the radio show kicked off. You know, people know you're not a dude, Adam. Huh? What?
Guys, Simpson.
All right. All right, you two. We're going to my office. Dave, I think your dad's here today. I think I'll have him join us.
My decision on the bathroom stands. And for your part in the fight, we'll see you after school.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I want to say my kid wouldn't do this, but here you are in a skirt. So much for being the man.
Mr. Turner, care to explain?
Look, I just try to make a point.
by violating dress code and fighting in the hallway.
Sir, I got kicked off the air for having an opinion.
You got kicked off the air for using offensive language.
Look, I just said what I thought. Free speech. That's what we learn here, right?
You have the right to free speech, but this school belongs to all of us. And it has to be a safe and comfortable place for all of us.
Yeah, but just those of us that matter.
All right, you were in the girls' washroom, you were fighting in the hallway, and we've already discussed the radio incident. You can think about this in detention, all right?
Sounds about right.
And what, Adam gets off scot-free?
Adam will be punished for fighting, too.
Okay, so if we're both wrong, then why can I get my radio job back?
I don't think it's a good idea.
Right. I lose again.
The Degrassi Daily is looking for photographers. Please submit your portfolio to Katie Matlin.
Hey, there you are. How'd talking it over in person go?
I was rejected. Brutally rejected. So stupid.
You're not stupid.
I thought there was something between Charlie and me. But I was just a girl hanging on. I could deal with being friendless at Degrassi as long as I had one friend outside of school. What am I gonna do?
You function best when you have a project. Forget about making friends. Just find something to do. Hey, it's better than going back to New York, right?
Right now, I'm not so sure.
Thanks a lot. We're off the radio show and in detention because of you.
That's what you care about. Do you know what Simpson said to me?
What did he do, give you a lollipop?
Ever since I got here, I've been trying to use the guy's bathroom. And now I'm back to the handicap crapper. Thanks a lot.
Oops, tough life. Sorry.
How come everyone else can deal with me except you?
Because why do you get special privileges? However you cut your hair.
If you want me to go into the boringness about transgender brain development, I'd be glad to.
Whatever.
Every day, I fight to do the things you do. Like use the guy's bathroom, pee, standing up.
Yeah, which you suck at, by the way.
You think using that thing is easy?
Look, no one makes you, all right? So you have a different bathroom, big deal.
How would you feel if it were you?
I would just follow the sign on the door.
Yeah, well, 50 years ago, that sign would have said whites only.
That's different. That's racism.
Okay, maybe it's not exactly the same, but still, you discriminate against me based on something I didn't choose and can't change. It's the way I am, Dave. But hey, if you're okay with that.
Daily is out. Pick yours up today.
So that's it? She just won't listen to reason?
It's definite. Degrassi Daily's editor hates me.
Oh, she sounds like a total B. With a side order of itch.
Oh, come on. Katie's on the honor roll. She's a regional soccer champ. She raised the most money for our Free the Children campaign last year all by herself. You don't get to where Katie's at by letting younger students push you around.
Well, you're an older student. Not to mention the president of the whole freaking school. And I can't you give Katie a talking to.
And you grade 10ers are wearing me out.
It's okay, Sav. I'll find some other way to fill up my spare time.
By doing what?
Fiona. Thank God you're here. We are four drama nerds away from voting play about a reality TV show. A play. About a TV show.
What would I do?
Talk to them. You're the only person here with any taste.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They don't know me at all.
Please, I don't want to spend all semester working on a piece of crap.
Okay, let's start discussing the content of the play, the reality TV show thing. Any comments?
Please.
Could I say something first?
Fiona, I suppose since you bothered to join us in class today, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, whatever the play is, it should be real. About stuff that happens to people our age. Like being scared you won't fit in, feeling alone, or being completely awkward, like I am right now. Eli's the best writer in the class.
Obviously.
And I think we should give him a chance to come up with some ideas.
I'm in.
I think we found our director.
Me? Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not my brother.
And this is the perfect opportunity to show us who you are. Class, all in favor of Eli, the writer, Fiona, the director? Okay, we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Up in there? What are you staring at?
You've got friends in high places.
I'm sorry?
I got reamed out by the student council president for having no grade 10s on my newspaper staff.
I didn't ask Sav to do anything.
You didn't ask Sav for a favor? The older brother of your BFF?
What do you want, Katie?
I want to welcome you to the staff of the Degrassi newspaper. Next meeting's tomorrow at lunch. Look, I'm not one to hold grudges. Tomorrow's a new day for us, okay?
Okay, agreed.
Great. And hey, I've got the perfect first assignment for you.
Lay it on me.
I just got a text that the grade 11 drama class has chosen the writer for the school play. Eli something or other. You know him, right? Ex-boyfriend, perhaps?
Yeah.
Good, because you're going to be covering the play from now until closing night.
But maybe you've...
What? Is there a problem?
No. There's no problem.
Good. Keep your schedule open. You're going to be spending lots of time with Eli.
So, Wicked's a fantasy, but still so relatable. Alphaba may be a witch, but she still has the same problems fitting in at school as we do.
Maybe that could be our theme.
I gotta go. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, okay?
Got it.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry for snapping at you. I was having a really rough day.
It happens.
Apology accepted.
You're lucky you're cute. So, did you make up with your girlfriend?
Oh, Elise isn't my girlfriend. She was my roommate. I have all the school debt. And I haven't been able to make rent in a few months. And she kicked me out, so I have nowhere to go.
You're homeless?
This isn't your problem, and I didn't come here to lay my crap on you.
Hey, that's what friends are for, right? Do you want to grab a cup of coffee after school and talk about it?
I'd love a coffee, but I don't want to talk about it.
Fine, we can talk about something else. I actually had an amazing morning.
Really? What amazingness happened?
Well, my drama class is putting on the school play, and guess who's directing it? Okay, don't bother guessing, it's me.
Dave, you can't be in there.
I got a show to do. Hey, Degrassi, how are you? It's Dave Turner. I have...
Dave, open the door.
Look, I have something you're gonna wanna hear.
Sure, I'll pick you up. Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Fee. That is a pretty crazy dance there, Crazy Legs.
Well, it was a crazy morning.
I heard you're directing the play.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That too?
You're right, Holly J. I just needed to put myself out there and people came to me.
So glad you have something keeping you busy. This way you won't spend too much time pining after Charlie from afar.
Yeah, well, there's no need for pining, and it won't exactly be from afar.
What do you mean?
Charlie's losing her apartment, so I said she can move in with me. Friends don't let friends be homeless, Holly J.
You have a huge crush on her, Fiona. How can you possibly live together platonically? And what will Mama Coyne think?
She always taught me to be charitable.
For those of you who don't know, the other day I talked about how I was surprised that transgendered kids got to use the regular bathroom. I ran into that situation and I was freaked, okay? I can admit that. I used stupid, hateful language and I offended a lot of people. My co-host in particular. And I'm really sorry. I should have told him how I felt and, you know, started a dialogue.
So just let him finish.
And if you guys let me keep doing the show, that's what I'll do. Talk about the tough stuff. Ask questions. Try and understand instead of judge. So, Adam Torres, you down for this?
Depends. Are you gonna be pulling any other skeletons out of my closet?
Nope. Just one honest talk. So, the question here is, what makes you a guy exactly? Tell us.
No. The question is, what makes you a guy?
Okay, I deserve that.
Look, you know you're a guy. So do I. But I got wrong equipment.
What, and you can't exchange?
Maybe someday. Enough talk. The people want tunes.
All right. We'll be back. I'll take you away. I could take you away. Take my hand, don't be shy. Please don't beg, please don't cry.